I am Ethan Van Horn here with Phoebe Primo.
Hey guys, what's up?
Talking about Eden and his new album.
Yes, we are. So what's the first thing you want to talk about?
Well, how do you compare it to other albums? Like,
it was definitely like the most put together, because he was like, you guys have to listen to this first song to last song, you can't shuffle it. And I think that was really important to me, at least, because it was like, okay, this tells a story.
Yeah, I really like that, especially that tweet, do not shuffle this. I think it was, especially since he deleted everything on his Instagram and started and had like you saw the hint of like the 19 song album. Mm-hmm. That was really cool to me, and it had all the times and everything, and I'd figured it out. I was on Reddit and I saw the picture, and I was like, okay, well, we need to see. And I saw Untitled was on the last one, and I was like, whoa, this is a 19 song album. So I was excited.
I was very excited. I was like, oh my gosh, what is he going to do with this? And I was just like waiting for it to come out.
I feel like it's a lot more hype than Vertigo or I Think You Think Too Much of Me ever was, even End Credits, because those were when he was littler, and I don't think he fully, you know, he's littler. Still new. Yeah, he was tiny. That little baby then.
Baby artist.
I can't show you anymore, but if you used to go on his Instagram, he had a picture of when he, his timeline of first uploading to Spotify, first making money. But, you know, since he deleted everything, it's a little hard to find that one.
It was a new start for him. It was like his new era, I guess you could say.
Yeah, and no future. I mean, at first that scared me, that title, because I thought he was going to not do anything else.
He said, this is it. This is the last one.
No, but I don't think he'll do that.
I hope he doesn't do that. Cross your fingers.
Yeah, that's a scary thing. But I think it's what I like to see in an album.
Sure.
Because it has the interlude songs, like most of his others did. It's got a beginning song, which Vertigo had. I don't remember which one that was. It was the first one that was like 30 seconds, but this really felt like a full feature length album. This felt like something, and listening to it for the first time, I was smiling all the way through, and there was never a song that really disappointed me.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. What do you think was his like message behind having all of these like, okay, starting, beginning, middle, end, and like all of these different songs that like tell the story? Why do you think he did that?
It starts with Good Morning. Mm-hmm. Ever since 16, I feel like he's telling a story about his life. I feel like what happens when it starts is he's talking about when he was 16, and like how he was young when he, because 16 was when he first made money off Spotify. And I feel like that was the beginning of him telling the story. And like, as he went through, he got older and older. FOMO, fear of missing out. Mm-hmm. That was obviously a teenage thing, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like the way every song was produced had a meaning, like, I don't know what to call it, so question mark four times, you know, that one.
Yeah.
That one sounded very poppy to me. Like, it was more of a pop song. But there's no way Eden just made a pop song and won in the entire album, right? It had to be for some reason.
Whenever I see, like, things like that, like, there's so many different artists that, like, feel like they have to conform to, like, what that era or what that, like, generation of kids or, I guess, young people think and like. And a lot of pop songs is what is in right now. So I feel like maybe he did that to, like, symbolize, hey, I get this is what most people want, but I want to keep doing what I did. Yeah. That's why there's only one.
Have you listened to any of his music when he was the Spab Project?
I don't believe so.
That was his first Elias, before everything else. And I think my favorite song from then was, it was a cover of Traffic Lights by Pools, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rap song, but it's like, it really shows that Eden was different at the beginning, right? If you listen to all this stuff, I mean, even when he switched Fumes to be Fumes featuring Nash, it showed that he was different. And then he actually prefers the version without Nash.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if have you went to any of his concerts?
I have not, but I think I'm going to this one coming up.
This one? No. I've already bought tickets. So.
I know, you've told me.
Yeah. That one, I think it was the Vertigo World. It was the one at Chicago. I think I went to like three tours in the Vertigo tour. So, but they he played Fumes, and it was Fumes without Nash, because he specifically prefers that one. I think he made the one with Nash for the people almost, mm-hmm. Which I like the one with Nash, but I also like the okay. So Fumes, same with like Stutter and all those, are very Eden Project like songs instead of Eden songs.
I agree with you.
So I think actually Fumes was an Eden Project song. Actually, but like, so I think the Nash was to try to make it more Eden-like when he was like, this is old me, I want to make it new me, mm-hmm. and he realized he didn't like that as much.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why he made the two one-offs, Nowhere Else, Love Is All You Need, the cover from the Beatles, which is a great cover.
It's amazing.
and then Stutter and About Time.
Yes.
I think those were his saying, this is what I'm comfortable with. Mm-hmm. Even though I didn't really like Stutter because I'm not into that music, it was still nice to see the original Eden.
Yes, I have to agree with you on that. What, like, whenever he was going through, like, I happened to notice, like, some, like, lyrics within, like, some of, like, I don't know what you would call them, like, the 30-second little splurs.
Interludes.
The interludes. It was, like, the first one in, it was, like, okay, he's kept saying, like, progress is really slow. And, like, you could, of course, there was, like, the, I don't remember what language it was in the beginning. But it French. Had that.
I believe it was French.
Yes. Or it's usually French.
Yeah, he knows French, so.
Yes, it's, I love that. I always look up, like, little translations whenever.
Yeah.
But, like, he kept saying it's, like, crazy, like, all the things we have to do. And I feel like since that was, like, right after Good Morning, it was, like, him saying, I didn't realize, like, this was, like, this is, like, what I wanted to do. And it's crazy, like, all the things that we have to do what we want to do.
And I think progress is really slow is him saying, I'm not going to be big instantly, but he thought it'd be faster. Mm-hmm. You know, he thought he'd be gaining followers faster. I don't know. He never like states when that recording is. Mm-hmm. And if you go on Genius Lyrics, a lot of times they will tell you because they're really good at finding things that no one else really would find. Mm-hmm. But I didn't see anything, at least when I looked on that, I didn't see anything on when that was recorded. So it could have been recorded when he was 16 and 17, or it could have been recorded now as a reminder.
I don't remember what it was called, but I looked, there was this thing on YouTube, and it was like, he had pulled something he had written from when he was younger, like a, I guess it was called poem or something, and then he pulled lyrics from a song that he made, and then he made a poem, because he says like he makes poems like after every, remember what it was, it might have been every song or like every something, whenever something significant happens or something. And it was like just, and it was beautiful because he did like, it was very staticky in the beginning and then it was more controlled and then it was just him talking about it all and it was amazing.
I'll look that up. I haven't actually seen
I'll,
that.
I'll send you a link or something because I have it on my phone,
so. And I can, if you send it to me, I can probably put it in the description of this podcast, so mm-hmm. That sounds beautiful. Mm-hmm. I think the interludes were interesting because last interlude he did was the only one he did. I mean, technically Vertigo had interludes, which was like the /// Mm-hmm. Those were all of the interludes, but those were actually songs.
Yes.
And those are some of my favorite songs from that album.
Mm-hmm.
But the end credits EP, which is, I think, one of my favorite EPs. This mm-hmm. overtakes it, but this might be my second favorite EP. Interlude, the actual song called Interlude. It's him rapping. Have you ever heard that?
Yes, yeah. I have.
It's so weird and good at the same time.
It's amazing.
And I've listened to a version of it where the second part isn't slowed down, mm-hmm. and that is so weird because it sounds like just different.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I feel like he's getting back into the interlude part of it. I mean, especially since this is a 19-song album compared to End Credits, which was, I think, 7 songs, including Catch Me If You Can and, well, it had an 029. Oh, okay, have you listened to 0209?
Yes, I have.
Oh, it's so good. I
love that one.
I don't know why, but it's just, like, such a good, it might be, like, I think it might be one of my favorite songs by him, even though it's not really a song. It's just mm-hmm. a clip of all the songs together and mesh of them. It's kind of like an overture.
Yeah.
I love that. I don't know why I love it so much. It's like especially good whenever you're trying to feel.
Just I like love listening to it in the car if I'm driving on like the highway or anything. Yeah. I just play that song and I'm just like, let's go.
Yeah, it's such a vibey song.
Let's drive forever. Let's go.
Yeah.
And no. I think Vertigo says it has 13 songs.
13? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that was a big album for him too. I feel like Vertigo was a little more poppy than
it definitely was.
If I'm honest, I didn't like it when it first came out, and I still don't like a lot of the songs from it as much.
There's a few that are more, like, no future-esque, I guess you could say, but most of them are very, I guess you could say, just, I don't know how to say it. Like, you know what I mean? Poppy, I guess. But, and upbeat.
Even Icarus, everyone loved Icarus. It wasn't really my style because it didn't feel like Eden. It felt like someone else made that song. I think it was because he's trying something new, and that's all fine. But, like, when it went to Crash and Forever Over, all those, even Falling in Reverse, all those I really liked because they felt like Eden. Mm-hmm. And although he can switch, I feel like Icarus was him trying something new. And I think he knew it wasn't going to work out because the way the song feels is the first part is very strong. And after that, it feels more like an Eden song is trying to mix with that. Mm-hmm. But he knows the original, like he doesn't want to disappoint the fans. That's what it is. When in reality, and I think he knows this now, he should just not focus on that and focus on not disappointing himself.
Yes, because I think that's what like he was doing with like deleting his Instagram and making this no future. It was like, in the past, I have conformed. Like, I have done things for everybody but myself, and I'm realizing that music is, it's supposed to be from the soul, and if he's conforming to other people, it's not from his soul, it's from other people's. And he did that, he knew that, and he was like, okay, I'm making no future, and guess what? He made no future, and it's him, I guess you could say.
It is. It feels like the old Eden just knew at the same time. I don't know how to explain it, but it's really good. If anyone hasn't listened to it, you need to.
It's 10 out of 10, 14 out of 10. I recommend it.
You go on YouTube, YouTube Music, Spotify, anywhere we'll have it. It's actually number 5 selling album right now on Billboard. Yeah.
That's amazing.
It really is. He was, but on the, so he did a genius thing that I talked about. He did a genius who is Eden, because they do that stuff. And his response was, I don't know either, or something like that. And it was on Twitter, and I saw it, so. Whenever I see a tweet from him, I always look at it, but he's growing, but he's still very shy because, like I said, did I tell you about the concert that I went to? So I went to every concert, concert that he's had. I went to one of them. One was at the Firebird, one was at the Pageant. This one's at the Pageant. One was at the Firebird again. So it was another smaller venue, and then one was at the House of Blues in Chicago. The one in the House of Blues was completely foggy. It was like you just couldn't see anything. You could see a shadow. But whenever he's in a smaller venue, it's not foggy at all. And I think that's because he's more comfortable around less people. And that's why I'm excited for the concert, but I don't like the fact that it's in the Pageant because it's going to be a little harder for him to get used to that.
It is a larger venue.
But I think if it goes with Vertigo, he'll have a part 2 or part 3 or both, and he'll have one in the smaller venue because that's what he did last time. But anyway, I feel like this album is just him trying to be him more.
Telling a story. Yeah, like it really who he is as an artist.
Yeah. Some of the song titles, like Streams with
the Money Sign.
Money Sign, yeah. That was interesting, I felt like. It was odd, but I don't know. It was an interesting song. I didn't like it too much, but at the same time, I knew it told a story, and I needed to just look at the lyrics better to understand it. I really liked FOMO and its layering lyrics.
I also really dig that.
You listened to Statues, right?
Yes.
That felt a lot like that. Mm-hmm. Also, personal opinion, he needs to do more with Leah Kelly.
I also agree with you on that. Yes.
She doesn't make any music. I looked at her. She only does like featuring.
How strange.
I know. I don't really know if she does much anymore. But she has such a great voice, and she compliments Eden well.
They compliment each other so well. Yeah.
But I love the I love Statues because it was multiple layers of voices. Mm-hmm. And although FOMO can be a lot to listen to, I like the layering voices. I feel like it's him almost looking back on himself or something. I don't know how to explain it. It might not mean anything, but knowing Eden, everything means everything.
You can't say that when you're talking about Eden.
Yeah. No, I think it's on Reddit. I have a video of all the vinyl and stuff I got. He's got a book with every lyric to every song in this album on it, which is awesome. But he's got papers with 3 sets of lyrics, and they all kind of go off each other, and they're just like 2 words. He's got 3 pictures of them, and he's got 19 dots. Now, 19 dots because there's 19 songs. The 20th was the album, or the music video, and like that. But I still feel like there's something to that. They're clear pieces of the paper. I feel like they have something to do with that book. And that's just because, you know, I mean, I might be looking too deep into it, but I know artists before who have done scavenger hunts like that, and it's really fun to do those, and I think he's starting to catch on. He's trying his best now.
I would love a scavenger hunt. I'm a win.
I don't think he'll release it, though. That's the thing about Eden. You never know.
If there is one, he might not even say anything about it.
And we might never find it, right? Because he's just, that's who he is. He doesn't really notice things. He doesn't really let us notice things. We have to figure them out ourselves, which I think is very interesting because no artist before has really done that.
I think it's so him, though. It definitely envelops different parts of his personality, and he's wanting us to figure things out and not telling us about it is just him being like, hey, I believe in you.
Yeah. Let's talk about the preview songs for a minute. So, Isahel, Projector, Love, Death, Distraction, and Untitled. What do you think about those?
Isahel was my favorite. I literally love that song so much, and I don't know if it's just, the feeling it gives me. And then Love, Death, and Distraction kind of reminded me of it, but I don't think, they were not similar, I guess, at all. But all of the release dates, I'm pretty sure Projector was first, or which one was first?
Do you remember? Untitled.
Untitled?
Untitled, Projector, Love, Death, Distraction.
That's what I figured. But, do you think there was, any reason why he released them in that way? Because it's clear that they were not in that order at all in the, album released.
First of all, I want to say you're right that Isahel is the best song. Something I feel about it. I think Untitled was first because it was last in the album. Mm-hmm. I don't think there was a reason. I mean, there might be, but, after that, he released the whole, this is the 19 song album thing, and we had to figure it out for ourselves, and you could see Untitled with the time, you could see 19 and then 336, which was the time. And then we released Projector, and that is a lot of people's favorites, and it's a really good song. I still like, I was pretty disappointed with Love, Death, Distraction. I mean, I like it, but
it felt different.
It felt different, and although it's a good different, I just didn't really like the song itself. I will skip past it whenever I'm in the album just because I don't like it too much, and the other songs are better. But Isahel is just the best, and I feel like he knew that. I don't know why he released Projector second. There's got to be a reason, the music video for that, right? Mm-hmm. He released a music video for everything but Untitled. So I think Untitled was just the beginning of him saying this is a new album.
Yeah.
Because that's really when we first heard about it.
It's the beginning of the end. That could be
That's true.
No future. Yeah. That's what
Have you listened to Hello?
I have not, no.
It's a mixture of Good Morning and I think Hurts or Static, one of those two. Mm-hmm. So that's why when I first heard Good Morning, I was like, I've heard this song before. So I did a bunch of research. I was like, oh, it's Hello. He released that a while back. No one really knew about it, but, YouTube is a great place. I feel like, Untitled, since it was just that, and that was the first Square we saw. And then we saw Square on his Instagram, and it became a whole thing.
Yeah.
But after Projector, he released a music video, and that it was really good, but it was odd. I think those were the start of his music, the three music videos he made were completely different than, 909 mm-hmm. and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Which I believe, I have his number. I don't know if you did that thing too.
I did not.
But
know.
For a while, you can still find his tweet. You can text a certain number and get text from him back, and you can text him. His area code is 909.
Connections.
Yeah, I was like, well, that's awesome. But
I'm gonna look up the area code, see where he lives.
I mean, he lives in Ireland. I think he moved to New York. I'm not sure if he lives back in Ireland now. I can't remember if he moved back. But basically, I feel like, because that, if you remember that music video, it was like the others, but it was different. So mm-hmm. I feel like Projector was the start of him trying to explain the story. And I think that was him in his house, but he felt like he was trapped in his own area. He didn't really have anywhere to go. And then, Love, Death, Distraction, which was a plane being dragged by a car, which was odd. Crash and burn.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, there were some parts of that video, I didn't understand it, I guess you could say, but the cinematography, I guess you could say, was very, like, it was very luring, I guess you could say, because it was like, okay, like, you want to keep watching it, but it's the same clip over and over and over again, practically.
Yeah, I mean, it was very, I don't like the song enough, and that's the thing, like, my downfall with it, because I would totally want to know what that music video means. I just don't like the song enough to keep on listening and watching it.
It was, like, I'm pretty sure at the end they put it in, like, a junkyard.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
And I think it was, like, okay, like, I, like, and if, since it was a plane, it didn't have any wings, maybe it was, like, I can't fly, or, like, I, and I have to put that away, and I have to try a different way, or something like that, or, like, I have to put the things that, you know, I don't know, and I was just, I keep thinking about it, because it's, like, why would he, what is he trying to symbolize with that?
Well, the plane crashed, and probably completely unrelated, but crash.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like that music video itself is trying to symbolize a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously all you wanted was love, death, and some sort of higher high, which is talking about the distraction part of it. I think that's his way of saying, he needs to put this old relationship away, because all of his songs have been about relationships.
Yeah.
But we don't know if they've been around one or multiple. And that's, I think, the interesting part, because he's never really released anything on them.
Yeah.
And if he has, it's not been anything that gives us enough hints, right? It's been, like, basics, information that we've all pretty much speculated, but we didn't know for a fact, and he just confirmed it.
Yeah.
And I think that was that. And then Isahel, man, what an interesting music video. I love the song.
Gave me chills.
Yeah, I mean, for you guys that don't know it, basically the order is Projector came out, and that music video was just him in a room, and it was mm-hmm. very pretty. The room was very pretty.
Colors.
It was beautiful. Love, Death, Distraction, and that was just a plane. Basically, it started off showing the plane, and then it started getting dragged and left in, like Phoebe said, a junkyard. And then Isahel was an interesting video, because it started with him getting picked up by a truck, and the entire song was him in that truck. Then he got out at the very end. There was nothing there that could have been like, oh, this could mean something. It was all one. I don't even know if it was cut at all. Like, it felt like, I think it was one continuous shot.
Yeah, one take.
One take, yeah. And really, it wasn't like scripted, or it was literally just him in a truck writing.
Yeah.
Around a field of wheat. And that was interesting, because that was something that I could not put my head around. I was like, what does he mean by
what
this?
What is this? What is happening?
What are the songs here? I'm going to look at the songs right before and after. So it goes, So Far, So Good, Isahel, and then question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. So Far, So Good, don't mess me up. So at the beginning of Isahel, it says, So Far, So Good in French. I'm not going to try to pronounce it, even though I know I could. I'm going to mess it up and embarrass myself. And that's the song before it, which no one really thought of. I looked everywhere, and no one thought of it. It was like, why is this thing So Far, So Good? I think So Far, So Good was his song of saying, this is my career is going well so far.
Yeah, like he's like, okay, like this is good.
Yeah, and then FOMO before that, I think, was him saying, I'm scared of not having anyone, which he obviously was. And I don't think he really had anyone for a while. His closest friend was Atu, and they're still really close friends. I love his music. I really wonder if they're connected at all. They've got to have some connection.
They definitely do.
It's just hard to find that. Mm-hmm. And then after Isahel, it was Question Mark, which is the pop song, and then poppy song. I don't want to say it's a pop song. And then Tides and Rushing. Those to me were the exact same song. I could never get those two.
If I closed my eyes and like played it, I would not be.
You would
able
not.
To.
Yeah, I was. I mean, I for a while I didn't even think of those two as different songs. Same with like Out before Untitled. I didn't even know that was a song. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, even though I looked at the entire album, it just doesn't, it feels like one continuous thing.
Do you think he might have done that on purpose?
Oh, yeah. So, I know it's a weird comparison, but, like, Pink Floyd did that with their songs, like The Wall. They have parts of a song leads into another. And if you listen to that in shuffle, it is the weirdest thing, because it doesn't fit at all, and it feels uncomfortable. I think that's what his was, too. And I started, this morning, I shuffled the album, did the forbidden thing, because I wanted to make sure I had every song in my mind, and because I'm going to be like, oh, well, I want to talk about FOMO. But if I don't, Like, if I don't, I'm going to listen to FOMO, and then I'm going to forget about everything else coming to think of that. So I wanted to listen to all the stuff. I listened to streams, and I think he said something about rushing in streams, like something I'm not sure, which is right after rushing. So, I mean, it's the same thing with, if you listen to Lost, have you listened to that?
Mm-hmm.
He mentions drowning, and although it wasn't released at the same time, I'm pretty sure those he wanted drowning to be played after that or near that.
Mm-hmm.
I think he wanted that part of the album, but he didn't make it.
I feel like he does that in a lot of his songs, yeah. Where he, like, either it's in French or it's, like, just placed somewhere yeah. Where it's like, okay, here's a connection to a different song.
If you go on the Reddit, there's a current, I'm not sure if it's still there, but it was a top thing for a while. I feel like Gravity, Drowning, and Drugs are all connected because they all had, and it highlighted stuff in the same colors.
Mm-hmm.
And someone in the comments said, I think you're looking too deep into it. And he just uses a lot of the same terminology in all his songs. And I said, although I agree with that, I don't think he's looking too deep into it. I didn't say that, but that's what I was thinking in my head. There's got to be something there, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that's what Eden does. All
and
of
it's
his songs
Eden, connect. Yeah.
It's you never know with him, right? He could be meaning something. And that maybe those lyrics that connect, if you put them all together, they make a different song kind of thing. What if that's the case, but we don't know because we haven't done it?
Let's do that right now.
I mean, there's so many different things with him, and I think that's what I love about him.
It makes him such a unique artist, and even, like, the way he sings and, like, does his music, it's just so different from everybody oh, yeah. else.
Well, I mean, when you hear, like, on YouTube videos, intros are for, like, those small YouTube channels that do those, and it's still, you hear Eden, and you're like, that's Eden. Mm-hmm. There's no, like, is that? It's like, his voice is so unique that even though, like, Breakins and 50 Landing sound a lot like him in the style, they just don't sound anything like him at the same time.
50 Landing's voice reminds me of Eden, but, like, Eden has very, I guess you could say, like, I don't want to say, like, like, the way he says things and the way his lyrics are just so different.
They're so different, yeah. They mean completely different things, too.
And I can discern both of them from each other.
I can't really say that for myself because I've listened to every Eden song so much now. I'd be like, oh, I know what that song is. But, like, if I was new and I knew, I would be able to say those are two different artists. I wouldn't be able to say who's who, probably, but I'd say those are two different people. That's not the same. Because, I mean, he's got such a distinct voice. I think that's what makes him so interesting because it's not like anyone else.
It's really not.
Well, when you listen to pop songs now, everyone sounds somewhat the same because they're all talking about the same
thing. Literally every song is the same, and it's just put to different beats. Yeah. And it's
what was it? It was one of the songs, I think it might have been Streams. He talks about, he says at the end, it's like, be safe, have fun. I don't know who that was, but that was interesting. Mm-hmm. That whole, well, because obviously, I don't know if you knew this, he smoked for a bit. And then he did drugs for a bit, mostly smoked weed. Don't do that, by the way, kids.
Yeah, this is a PSA, this is not
me saying do it, I'm just saying what he did. I feel like that's him telling everyone about what he did and telling everyone not to, because
it messes you up.
It really can, yeah. I mean, for certain people, weed doesn't mess you up, but for other people, they've been put in psychiatric hospitals for the rest of their life because of one hit of a smoke. I don't even know the proper terminology, but
good.
I'm gonna say that that's it. So I feel like that's his message to us in one of his songs. I don't know. He's very interesting. Like Tides and Rushing are the same song, honestly. I feel like it's because Rushing is 5 minutes, Tides is 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you put those together, that's, you know, 7-8 minute song, but I feel like that's what he meant for it, right? That's why he said, don't shuffle my album. Which he's never said anything like that before. So it couldn't have even been a joke, because if he had said that on one of his previous albums, I could get it as a joke.
Yeah.
Actually, thank you for reminding me myself, because technically it was on my own brain, but his end credits EP, that all the songs were together. So, like, if you listen to Wake Up or Gravity, at the end of the songs, it leads into another song.
Yeah.
Well, end credits is the best example. End credits at the very end of it, and it has this little ending, and it goes And then at Gravity is the next song in the album, and it picks it up immediately if you've listened to it. Gravity was the first song I heard about him when I was in sixth grade. So you'd be in eighth grade.
That's adorable.
It was Gravity, then Wake Up, and I don't even know from there. I just know those two were my favorite.
I think Jupiter or Nocturne, maybe.
I listened to Never before I listened to Nocturne, which is the early version of it. I'm not sure which I like more, honestly. Both of them are really good. And then Jupiter is such a good song.
Jupiter was amazing. Yeah. I was like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Give me him.
Yeah, I don't even know that. I think I was I was just really in a bad, like, depressing mood mm-hmm. in sixth grade at that time, and I was like, I'm just going to listen to music. And I think I found him through I'm not sure if I can say this in a school podcast, but the YouTube channel Mr. Suicide Sheep.
I do not believe you.
I don't know, but it's a YouTube channel name. He posts music of smaller artists or even bigger artists that are just good music, and I fell in love with Eden Sense. And then I finally decided to buy his albums.
And here you are now.
Here I am doing a podcast about him because I've probably memorized pretty much every song from his earlier albums.
Impressive.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. I probably put.
Oh, it's not sad. Eden.
I have probably put more hours listening to him. I mean, I made a whole playlist of his entire, besides his new album, every song he has. I have
that on Spotify.
Really, I have it on Google or YouTube Music. But I feel like I've put more hours into listening to him than I have putting into homework.
Okay, that's a mood because that's how everybody is tragically.
Yeah, that's true. But it's just. I don't know.
You can connect with him on so many levels, and it's comforting to listen to his music, and it like hits you right in the heart.
Really,
I think that's like his whole purpose is like, hey, I'm going through things, you're going through things, and together we can go through them too. Yeah,
so. Even if they're not the same. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, we're about out of time.
No.
7:12.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't want to end it. I really don't, because I know we could talk for probably 30 more minutes, but we have to end this. So
yeah.
Anyway, this is Eden. You can find him on, you know, anything.
look him up. Google, YouTube, Spotify.
The only issue is that his name is so close to like the Garden of Eden. If you look up Eden on YouTube, sometimes you'll still get Garden of Eden videos, and it's like, no. So just look up. If you're using YouTube, you like look up Eden Gravity. I think that's a good song to start with. It depends. Like, I've heard a lot of people say he's just a sad artist, and all his songs are somewhat sad. But I feel like even if you're in a good mood, you can still listen to them and be in a good mood. It's not like I don't remember the artist's name, but like his song Homies, which is a rap song, which you can only listen to when you're really in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Because it's just not a song that you can listen to in a good mood. It's not like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you can find him on anything. I'd recommend it.
Please do look up No Future too.
Yeah. Find him on Twitter if you like him, because trust me that's you're gonna hear a lot of things from him. You're gonna enjoy it. One of his things was on an Instagram story he had of his text messages. It was like people asked him a question. The question was, send me pictures of your feet.
Ew.
His response was, why do I get these weird texts?
Get your fetishes out of here.
Yeah, it was funny. And I feel like that's something you just, with Eden, if you like him enough, I feel like it's just funnier to hear it from him. Because he's so mysterious. And saying those things just does not fit him at all.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh.
So, yeah, he's a great guy. I've met him multiple times. I have multiple pictures with him. I bought three more posters. I definitely should not have. But my entire room is going to be filled with Eden posters.
That's okay. We live for that.
I already have 6 posters of him. The hoodie I'm wearing right now, none of you guys can see it, but on the back, this is a little, oh, I could have just mentioned this when you're talking about the logo earlier. Mm-hmm. But this on the back had a signature.
When we were talking.
Yeah, on the back has a signature on it. It's probably washed off by now, but it had a signature for a while.
That's adorable. Yeah,
from 6th grade when I went to his thing and I had my arm broken. Or that was 7th grade.
Broke your arm?
I broke my arm. Someone picked me up and I fell like this. Another story for another day, though.
Oh, I have chills.
All right. Anyway, this was the podcast. We don't have a name for it yet. We'll figure it out. I don't even know if there'll be a name. It just might be Ethan and Phoebe talk about music. About Ethan. All right. Anyway, have a good one.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah.